listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back once again here to Syracuse High School. We're getting ready for the second half of our basketball doubleheader, the Fall City Tigers and the Syracuse Rockets. And the girls' game completed a few moments ago. If you weren't tuned in, the Rockets with a dominating performance tonight over the Tigers. The final was Syracuse 49 and Fall City 10, 49-10, the final in the girls' varsity game. Up next, it'll be boys' varsity basketball. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups for this boys' varsity game. First of all, for the Syracuse Rockets, they'll go with Will Jansen. Jansen is 5'10". He's a senior. Mason Lentz. Lentz just a junior at 5'10". Brennan Schroeder. Schroeder, 6'4", and a senior. Nolan Gardner. Gardner, he is a 6-foot senior. And Maxwell Party, also a senior at 6 foot. So this is an experienced basketball team. They're starting four seniors and a junior here for the Syracuse Rockets tonight in this season opener. Starting lineup for your Fall City Tigers. The Tigers, coached by head coach Jackson Baum. They'll go with Bounty Jones. Jones is a junior at 5'7". Paxton Armbruster, also a junior at 5'10". Elijah Layton is a 6 foot 2-inch sophomore. Ethan Morris, a senior at 6'3", and Jacoby Bangert, a 5'11" junior, completes the starting five for Coach Jackson Baum. A couple of minutes away from ready for the tip-off for this boys' varsity game, so we're going to step aside for a 2-minute break, and we'll come back after this 2-minute timeout. Have the opening tip of our boys' varsity contest. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here at Frontier Bank, we make our loan decisions right here at the bank. With us, you don't have to wait for approval from an out-of-town loan committee. When you apply for a loan, you want an answer, not the runaround. Frontier Bank is a community bank. What does that mean to you? When it comes to loans, it means service, and serving you is what Frontier Bank is all about. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction. Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KXRX Pharmacy has you covered. KXRX CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KXRX Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KXRX, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KXRX.com to book your consult with KXRX Pharmacy today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Now we're just about ready to get underway here at Syracuse High School. We're finishing up with the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system. They've already met the starters for Fall City. Now here comes the big roar of the crowd as they get ready to introduce the starters for the Rockets. Again, for Fall City, it'll be Bounty Jones, Paxton Armbruster, Elijah Layton, Ethan Morris, and Jacoby Banker. That will be the starting five for your Tigers. Rockets, Will Jansen, Mason Lentz, Brennan Schroeder, Nolan Gardner, and Maxwell Party will be the five for the Rockets. This is the season opening game for both of these teams. their first outing of the 25-26 school year for high school basketball. A lengthy introduction here before they get around to finally calling out the kids' names. And here it comes. They got the band blaring. I've never seen them have the band play at the same time the music is going on the PA, but that's what's going on. Mason Lentz, a junior, just being introduced. I watched Mason Lentz's father, James Lentz, play basketball at Tecumseh for the Tecumseh Indians years ago. Covered those games on KAUB at Auburn when we were doing a lot of Tecumseh basketball. Angie, his mother, Angie Searcy, played also down at Tecumseh from Elk Creek. One of the many families that we are working on second and third generation ball players here. Enjoy that. Stepping in to jump it up for the Tigers will be Ethan Morris at 6'3". And he'll jump it up against Maxwell Party, who stands at 6'4". The official steps into the center circle, puts the ball up. Here's the tip, controlled by the Tigers. Tigers come up with the basketball and set their offense. On the right elbow, Jacoby Banger. Banger, bounce pass into the corner. Ball is tipped away and already a steal for the Rockets. First possession as Mason Lentz tipped the ball away, and it'll be as good as a steal because the Rockets ended up with the basketball. Lentz brings it across the timeline with a bounce pass to the left elbow. On the left side, Maxwell Party feeds it underneath. Moving to the basket, shot is up. Gardner, whistle and a foul. And Nolan Gardner is going to be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be on Ethan Morris. On Morris's first, team foul number one. And at the line, Nolan Gardner, a six-foot senior. He'll be shooting two shots here for the Rockets. First one is up and good. Nolan Gardner has a second shot coming. Just underway here, 20 seconds into this thing, 7:40 to play here in the first quarter. Noah Gardner for the Rockets takes aim from the free throw line. Second shot is up. It's good also. He's 2 for 2, and the Rockets go up 2-0. Full court pressure by Syracuse. On the dribble and backcourt is Jacoby Banger. They get it across to Paxton. Armbruster from the left elbow for three, and he nailed it. Armbruster pulled up and hit an uncontested three from out on the left elbow. There was nobody over there covering him. He put her down. All right, into forecourt come the Rockets at the free throw line, holding up the dribble. That's Gardner. Gardner goes to the right elbow, driving layup. Lentz couldn't get it. Rebound pulled down by Armbruster. Down court in a hurry with it, Elijah Layton. There's a steal. Breakaway layup down the other end. Will Jansen off the glass, up and good. Jansen got the layup. Rockets go back on top, 4-3. Full court pressure by Syracuse. Armbruster in backcourt. He's double teamed in trouble. A cross court pass brings it over to Banger. Banger gets it across the timeline. To the right elbow it comes. Layton. Elijah Layton feeds into the corner. Deep baseline right side. Jacoby Banger. Banger on the dribble. Top of the key. Skip pass across court to Mounty Jones. Jones feeds it underneath. There's Armbruster. Armbruster tried to put it out to his teammate. The ball is safe from going out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Mason Lentz down court. Long driving lay-in up and good. Lentz found it. Schroeder. Brennan Schroeder down behind the defense. Tigers didn't get back on time, and quickly it is 6-3. Up court with the basketball comes Armbruster. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Will Jansen. On Jansen, his first. Team foul number one of the quarter on the Rockets. Here come the Tigers now on the attack. It's Bounty Jones with the dribble. He gets it across the division line, goes to Armbruster, kicks it out to the right elbow. Banger. Banger couldn't get a look at it. Ball is tipped away and yet another steal. Fast break for the Rockets. Driving for the layup, a whistle and a foul. Bounty Jones is going to get called for the foul. And going to the line will be Maxwell Party on Jones's first foul. Team foul number two. Maxwell Party will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots for the Rockets. 6:02 to play first quarter. 6-3. Syracuse up early with Maxwell Party shooting two. First one is up and good. Rockets are a perfect 3 for 3 from the free throw line so far tonight. Now lead at 7-3. Maxwell Party, 6'4 senior. Second shot is up. Nothing but nylon on that one. It's good also. Rockets are 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and they lead it 8-3. Full court pressure by Syracuse. Nearly turned over, coming up, grabbing the loose basketball is Ethan Morris. Morris stepped on the baseline trying to play against that press. And boy, I'll tell you, this press that the Rockets are putting on is really causing problems for the Tigers trying to handle it. The turnovers right now are hurting. In the forecourt is Will Jansen. He'll set the offense. Jansen, little give and go to Gardner. Lob pass in underneath the basket. The feed across to the far side. Ball up and good by Brennan Schroeder. Give the assist to Maxwell Party. There's another steal. Litz comes up with the steal on the fast break. The shot is up and off. No good. Long shot put up by Maxwell Party. Mason Lynch had another steal there on the pressure that's being applied. Now Armbruster launches a shot that's short off the rim. It's chased down in the corner. Rebound cleared out by Ethan Morris. Morris goes back up top to Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster bounce pass to the near side to Jacoby Banger. Into the corner, Bowdy Jones. He's trapped in double team. Jones gets it up top to Banger. Across it comes to Armbruster. Around the horn, they pass it quickly. Right back to Armbruster. Ball tipped away. It's going to go out of bounds. And they say Armbruster touched it last. Two platoon basketball. Here comes five new players on the floor. The Rockets running and gunning here on this pressure. We've got five new players out here for the Rockets. Into the ball game. Kyle Cavanaugh is out here. Jake Jansen. We'll try and ID them all for you. Gardner's back on the floor. Nate Wemhoff is out there. This is Gardner with the ball. He feeds it inside to Jake Jansen. Jake Jansen in the paint. Turnaround shot up and good by Avery Leishmeyer. Avery Leishmeyer with the turnaround shot. Five brand new ball players out here as the Rockets play two platoon basketball. Trying to drive the left side baseline there is Armbruster, and he will be fouled. Let's see who they got for that one. Foul's going to go on Gideon Stark, who just got in here. Stark picks up his first personal team foul number two on the Rockets. It's 12-3. Syracuse on top. 4:26 to play. Bowdy Jones in the first quarter. Bowdy Jones had a look. Passed it up. Goes to Armbruster instead with the pass. Armbruster tried to go to Jones. The ball is loose. They chase after it. Driving lay-in up and good. Chasing down the basketball and laying it in is Jake Jansen. And we're going to have a timeout taken by the Tigers with 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. It's 14-3. Rockets on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4 minutes, 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Syracuse has jumped out to a 14-3 lead on the Fall City Tigers. Tigers will have the basketball when play is resumed. Inbound the pass to Bowdy Jones. Down court it comes to Armbruster. Paxton Armbruster takes it all the way in for a driving layup. He'll draw the foul in the paint. Armbruster will work his way to the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots. We'll see who the guilty party is here for the Rockets in just a moment. Foul is going to be on Brennan Schroeder. On Schroeder, his first. That's team foul number three of the quarter. Paxton Armbruster, 5'10 junior, at the line, shooting two shots. First one is up and good. Armbruster now has all four of Fall City's points. He hit a tray there a moment ago. Second free throw coming here for the junior. Paxton Armbruster, second shot is up, and this one rims off, no good. Rebound to the Rockets. Mason Lintz down court with the ball. Lintz between the rings, top of the circle, works down to the right side of the lane, goes into the paint, tries to go for the driving layup. He's stripped of the basketball, and Armbruster comes up with it. Paxton Armbruster down court, spin move into paint, tries to go up with a shot. They're going to call him for traveling. Well, he got into some pretty heavy traffic there. Two or three defenders wrapping him up, and they're going to say he traveled. I think Armbruster's going to have to leave the game with a bloody nose here right now. In to replace him comes Elijah Layden back onto the floor. Layden replacing Armbruster with the bloody nose. All right, here comes the Rockets down court. Rock Cottle's in the lineup now also. He's on the floor for the Tigers. Cottle comes out to play defense tightly there on Party. From the corner, a long three is up and good by Will Jansen. Will Jansen nails the three. He's got 5 points. That is 17-4. Rockets on top. Dowdy Jones with the basketball. Jones tied up. Timeout taken to save the possession. 3:16 to go first quarter. 17-4. Rockets on top. We're back in half a minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back inside Syracuse High School. I'm Randy Gatula, describing your play-by-play. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Our presenting sponsor is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Building more than projects, building community. Our game also being brought to you tonight by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Made my way past Highland last night on the way back from the football game down in St. Joseph. All right, it'll be Fall City's basketball coming out of the timeout. Bowdy Jones is in backcourt. Puts it down court and has the ball taken away on the pass. He was looking down there for Layden with the steal to Brennan Schroeder. Rockets down quickly. Another three from the right corner. This one is in and out, but following the shot for his rebound, Will Jansen. Now it's going to be taken away, and the Tigers come down to try and set things up. Handling the ball, Jacoby Banger. There's yet another steal. Maxwell Party goes up with a layup, but a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be called on Bobby Jones. Jones picks up his second personal. Maxwell Party will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots here for the Syracuse Rockets. Party is 2 for 2 from the line so far tonight, has 2 points in the ballgame. He'll look to the hoop and launch a couple here. First one is up and good. 3 points now for Maxwell Party. That pushes our score to 18-4 now. Syracuse jumping out to an early lead in this one with 2:45 to play. Still in the first quarter, 18-4. Maxwell Party's second free throw is up. It's good also. He's now 4 for 4 from the line. Has 4 points, and it pushes the lead to 15 at 19-4. Rockets on top. Full court pressure by Syracuse. Tigers having trouble breaking that press. They finally do get it across the timeline, but now tied up. And a held ball is called. Getting tied up on the far side was Ethan Morris. Will Jansen reached in, grabbed the basketball. So the possession arrow favors the Rockets. Syracuse will play it in on the side in backcourt. 5 new basketball players back on the floor. Kyle Cavanaugh is back out there. Nate Wemhoff back on the floor. Jake Jansen checks back in. Also Avery Leismeyer. So they're just going 2-platoon basketball here, 5 at a time when they substitute. Handling the ball is Jansen to the near side. Bounce pass Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh feeds it on the give and go. Down through the lane, Cavanaugh can't get free. They come back to the top of the key to Jake Jansen with the ball. Again, Jansen with the bounce pass, Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh between two defenders, bounce pass top of the circle. Goes back across with it. Finds Gideon Stark. Now Stark comes up with the ball. Inside, driving layup, off, no good. Stark couldn't get it. Rebound, though, taken down by Nate Wemhoff. And they get a fresh shot clock. Went off to the top of the circle. Up to Start. Near side skip pass across to Kyle Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh with a lob pass. Clear into the corner right side. Long three. That's off no good. And the rebound comes down to the Tigers. Jacoby Banger comes up with the loose basketball. Banger lobs it up top here. Elijah Layden. Layden works to the left wing. Ethan Morris. Morris to the near side. This is Bangert once again. He can't get inside, so an across-court pass goes to Armbruster. Baxton Armbruster bounces it back into Cottle on the baseline. Shot inside the paint, blocked away. Getting the block there for the Rockets was Gideon Stark, and then Stark grabbed up the loose basketball, flips it out to his teammates, and Jake Jansen brings it up the court. Driving layup, baseline underneath, putting up the shot, Gideon Stark, whistle and a foul. We're going to put Gideon Stark at the line, where he will be shooting two shots. See who they put this one on. Foul's on Brock Cottle. On Cottle, his first. Team foul number four of the quarter. Free throw for Stark is up and off, no good. Gideon Stark will have another attempt coming. 1:02 to play here in the first quarter, 19-4. Big lead. Second free throw is up and good for Gideon Stark. So now it's 20-4. The lead is 16. Again, full court pressure by the Rockets. Boy, they've really been forcing the turnovers. Ball City just cannot get the ball up the court. There's a 10-second violation. They did not get it across the midcourt line in time. Could not handle the pressure. And this same thing that the girls did in the girls' varsity game, putting on full court pressure and forcing numerous turnovers and then capitalizing on the possession changes. Into the corner, baseline left side. The pass goes down to Wemhoff. Wemhoff feeds it up onto the wing. Jansen, that's Jake Jansen. Now around the horn into the corner to Kyle Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh gets the ball right back from his teammate. He thought about a three, and then Kavanaugh changed his mind. To the left side, another open look three pass up by Jake Jansen. Now we'll try a three from the left corner. Up and good. Nate Wemhoff with his first bucket of the night. The first two teammates turned down the three, and then Wemhoff went for it. There's another steal on the full court pressure, driving lay-in. Nope. Rebound. Comes down to the Rockets. They'll reset the offense. Top of the key. A two that's up and off no good. Armbruster came down to the rebound, and the ball went off his foot out of bounds. It'll belong to the Rockets. Now, wait a minute. Now the official comes out on the baseline and says there's a foul called on Syracuse. Foul is going to be on Nate Wemhoff, his first, team foul number four. So the Tigers will get the basketball with 3 seconds to play in the quarter. Ball tipped out of bounds, touch slash by Nate Wemhoff. It'll still belong to Fall City. But now the clock shows just 7/10 of a second to play. They'll try a little lob, but LEU all the way down did not go. There's the buzzer after one quarter. It's Syracuse 23, Fall City 4. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, after one quarter, the Syracuse Rockets with a commanding lead here. They're up 23-4, and we've only played 8 minutes. Full court pressure constantly by the Rockets. They've been rotating 10 players here to keep the legs fresh. And the Fall City Tigers, quite honestly, just haven't handled that pressure well at all. They've been forced into numerous turnovers that the Rockets have turned into layups and extra points. Nearly got another one here on the inbound pass. Ball is touched last by the Rockets this time, so Fall City will get to play it in on the side once again. Ethan Morris to inbound it. A cross-court pass goes to Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster with the dribble, picks it up. The dribble on the left corner. Trapped out near midcourt. Here's a pass that's too long and another turnover. And the Rockets get the ball right back. Fall City turning the ball over without even getting a chance to launch a shot on many occasions. and hence they have fallen behind now 23-4. Mason Lintz with the dribble on the basketball. Lintz almost had it taken away. Now he goes with a nice bounce pass underneath. We've got a player down on the floor over here. One player shaken up. The official takes timeout. Timeout for an injured player. 23-4 is your score. Rockets on top. Waiting for the trainers to come out and check on the injured player. Not sure. We're looking at a lower extremity, perhaps a left ankle. We're going to step aside, take a 30-second break on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with the good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Brock Cottle will come back into the lineup to replace the injured Paxton Armbruster. They're looking at Paxton's left ankle. They've got the shoe off. Obviously an ankle sprain or some type of an injury to the lower extremity on the left ankle. So Brock Cottle is back into the lineup. Handling the ball in backcourt, Ethan Morris. Morris tried to get it across. There's another 10-second violation. That'll turn the ball back once again to the Rockets. Turnovers have been a factor in this ball game. The Tigers just not able to get the ball across the midcourt line. Brennan Schroeder holds the basketball with an across-court pass, feeds it over to Nolan Gardner. Gardner holds it there for a moment. Now a lob pass to the corner, baseline left side. There's a little driving layup, tried for follow shot, put back up by Brennan Schroeder. And a whistle and a foul. I think Schroeder's going to end up at the line here, shooting two shots. And the foul is going to be called on Bowdy Jones. On Bowdy, that is his third personal, first team foul of the quarter. First free throw up and good for Brennan Schroeder. Schroeder now has 5 points in the ballgame. He'll get a second shot here. Makes it 24-4. The lead is 20, their biggest lead so far for the Rockets. Second free throw up and good also, 25-4. Inbound pass, stolen away, whistle. Wait a minute, we're going to have a foul this time. Looked for a minute like the Rockets had executed another exhibition of thievery here as they keep stealing the ball, but this time a foul is called on Nate Wemhoff, his second personal, team foul number one of the quarter. All right. Trying to break the press are the Tigers, and without much success. Still in backcourt. Pass comes to Cottle. Cottle tries to force a bounce pass underneath, and the pass is stolen away with the steal. Maxwell Party. Party beats to his teammate. Driving lay-in up and good. Nate Wemhoff has 5 points. Wemhoff got the lay-in with the assist from Party. It's 27-4 in backcourt. Struggling to get free is Banger. Turns it over. They feed it underneath. Driving lay-in up. Good. Put in by Nate Wemhoff again. Tigers are just, they aren't even getting the ball past the free throw line under their own basket without a turnover. On the dribble, Banger. They get it across the timeline. Cottle feeds it across the left side. Shot is up and off. No good. And the rebound, the Rockets. Here they come. Fast break once again. Backing it down into the corner with the basketball. Maxwell Party. Top of the key. Party, they were looking for the alley-oop, but a good job by Layton to get back there and swat that ball away. It'll stay with the Rockets. Actually, getting up there and putting his hand on, that was Ethan Morris that time. All right, waiting for the inbound here. Kellen Furness in the lineup now. Furness is in the ballgame. Right side, driving layup, off, no good. Goes away out of bounds. It's going to go off of the Rockets. Ball City will get the ball. Kellen Furness is a 5'6" sophomore in there right now playing in front of Armbruster. Looks like Paxton's got a bag of ice on that left ankle down on the end of the bench. Obviously an ankle sprain. still in trouble. The ball is stolen away on another steal on the pressure. Driving lay-in up and good by Nolan Gardner. Gardner's first basket of the night. And the Rockets continue to pull away using this pressure. They're up 31-7. This time the Tigers do get the ball across the timeline. They're into forecourt. In traffic, in trouble, ball stolen away. Fast break the other way. Nolan Gardner feeds to his teammate, driving lay-in up and good. Gardner with the assist. The basket goes to Jake Jansen. We're going to have a timeout taken by Fall City with 5:14 to go in the first half. It's 33-4. The Rockets up. We're back in half a minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The score clock here at Syracuse High School shows 5 minutes, 14 seconds to play in the first half, second quarter. Syracuse leading Fall City 33-4 right now in this boys' varsity contest. Paxton Armbruster on the bench with an ice bag on his left ankle. Tigers with the basketball in forecourt. Elijah Layton has the ball standing on the right elbow, holds it above his head for a moment. Back to the top of the key, feeds it up to Jacoby Banger. Banger's in trouble. He's double-teamed, but a whistle and a foul. Banger was triple-teamed there for a moment trying to handle the ball, and they tagged one of the Rockets with a personal foul. Foul's going to go on Avery Leishmeyer, his first, team foul number 2 of the quarter. Under their own basket, baseline, right side of the bucket, inbound the pass, comes into Layden, moves to the right side. Bounce pass comes into Jacoby Banger. Banger can't get between defenders. Banger comes back to the top of the key, now trying to move toward the hoop is Ethan Morris. And a whistle, and Morris is going to be fouled as he made a move toward the basket. Foul is going to be on Avery Leishmeyer. Leishmeyer's second personal, 13th foul of the quarter. Inbound the ball up to the top of the key, falling down with the basketball. Ethan Morris, there's the steal. Fast break lay-in, other direction. Up and good. Jake Jansen with the lay-in. Tell you, Syracuse has got the lion's share of their points on just layups off of these steals against the full court press here that they've been applying. They get the steal, go in, and get the uncontested layup. Here comes 5 new basketball players off the bench again. Syracuse just substituting freely and wearing down these Tigers. They keep putting fresh legs out there to execute this full court pressure. Now we'll try and pick them up here again. Checking back in is Maxwell Party. He's been out taking a breather. See who else is on the floor besides Party. Avery Leishmeyer's back out there, as is Brendan Schroeder. Now with the ball is Nolan Gardner. Gardner feeds it around the horn to the corner, right side to Will Jansen. Will Jansen goes to the underneath baseline, right side of the basket. Here's a 3 from the top of the key that's off the iron, and the rebound comes down to the Tigers, cleared out by Elijah Layden. Layden gives the outlet pass off to his teammate into forecourt, Jacoby Banger. Banger, a cross-court pass left side. They're set up in forecourt, running against a man-to-man defense. Kellen Furness handles the ball. Furness feeds it right back as he got the pass, gave it right back to Ethan Morris. Again comes to Furness. Behind the back dribble by Furness. Picked up the dribble, needs help. They come out to get the ball from him at the free throw line. Bounce pass underneath. Driving lay-in up and good. Great job there. They found one of the Tigers on the baseline under the basket. See who got that one here in just a minute. At the free throw line, top of the key, moving with the ball. I believe that would have had to have been Layton that got that basket a moment ago. I think that's who we're going to give it to. 3:01 to go here in the first half. It's 35-6. 35-6 is our score. Now we see that's Ethan Morris that got the basket a minute ago, not late. 2:52 to go, first half. And the ball lost again out of bounds against the pressure. Got away over there on the far side from Jacoby Banker. Banker will set down. Bowdy Jones will check back in for the Fall City Tigers. Tigers just unable to deal with this tenacious, pressuring defense from the Syracuse Rockets. It has forced repeated turnovers, and the Rockets capitalize and turn almost every one of those turnovers into a layup or an easy two. Now they're up 35-6 with two and a half minutes to go. It's going to be a foul called on the Tigers down there. That's going to be Kellen Furness. Furness, a sophomore, gets his first personal foul. Only the second team foul of the quarter on the Tigers. Baseline left side under the bucket. They play it in. Oh, a nice pass. They fed the ball in to Maxwell Party as Party broke toward the basket. He had an uncontested lay-in, just softly laid it up off the glass, and now Party has 6 points for the Rockets. It's 37-6. There's a driving layup that wouldn't go down. Great move to the bucket by Bowdy Jones, but just could not finish. The ball wouldn't drop for him, and the Rockets respond with a fast break coming the other direction. Backing up to the top of the key with it. Nolan Gardner feeds inside in traffic. Out on the left elbow, here comes the three that's up and good. Hitting the three is Kyle Cavanaugh. The fans reacted to that one. Cavanaugh, 5'10 senior. He did not start, but he's seen some playing time, and he nails the three, and the fans loved it. Makes it 40-6 now. Cottle holds the ball for the Tigers down in the corner. He's trapped on the baseline. Cottle feeds it inside into traffic. Trying to back in, moving toward the hoop. No shot there. Now they come back out to Kellen Furness with it. Breaking toward the basket, Ethan Morris. They can't get it to him. Ball is tipped, touched, went out of bounds. Here come the subs again now for Syracuse. Tripp Hesterman is in for the first time tonight. Hesterman, 5'9", and a junior on the floor. Jake Jansen back out on the floor. Along with Tripp Hesterman on the near side, here comes Nate Wimmel back into the contest. Ball tipped away, went out of bounds. Rockets touched it last. It'll stay with the Tigers. We're down to 1:24 to play here in the first half. Be sure to stay tuned for our halftime recap brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll give you a rundown of the scoring in the first half. Right now we stand at 40-6. With the ball for the Tigers is Ethan Morris. Shot at the shot clock expires, does not go. And now, with a minute 12 to go, here come the Rockets on the attack, already up 40-6. There's a long three from the left wing. That was put up by Wemhoff. Doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to Fall City. Tigers into Forecat. Forecourt with it. That's going to be Jacoby Bangert. Bangert looks into the corner, underneath. Now held ball. Held it too long, didn't get rid of it. Turnover gives the ball right back to the Rockets. I would hate to add up the number of turnovers committed here by the Fall City Tigers tonight against this pressure. It has not been pretty. The score is 40-6. Rockets dominating here. 39 seconds to play in the first half. Handling the ball for the Rockets, Jake Jansen, corner, baseline left side, brings it up top. Nate Wemhoff. Wemhoff kicks it into the corner. Now they hand the ball off to Gideon Stark. There's a driving lay-in up and good. Laid in by Nate Wemhoff. And Wemhoff has 9 points now for the Rockets with 15 seconds left to play here in the first half. It's 42-6. With the dribble, Bowdy Jones working one-on-one here. Bowdy Jones against Tripp Hesterman. There's a long three up and good, and nailed three from over on the left side as the buzzer sounds with Jacoby Banger. He got the three to drop. Makes our halftime score 42-9 now as we move into the halftime break. We'll step aside for 2 minutes and be back with the halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from death. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Want to give a gift that will last a lifetime? At Heather Martial Arts, we build confidence, teach self-defense, make friends, create leaders, and so much more. And there's no batteries required. Learn more about our classes at hellermartialarts.com. Parents, you need 3 hours away from the kids this season? Sign them up for our glow party, Saturday, September 13th. Starting at 5:30, we'll have 3 hours worth of glow-in-the-dark games, activities, and pizza. That's Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
This holiday season, F&M Bank sends you and your family our warmest greetings and heartfelt wishes. We invite you to stop by either of our locations where a fresh cup of coffee and friendly conversations await. Come meet our family at F&M, the people dedicated to caring for you. From our family to yours, may your holidays be filled with joy, peace, and cherished moments. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, it's halftime here at Syracuse High School. At the half, the Syracuse Rockets leading the Fall City Tigers 42-9. Time now for our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, scoring for the Fall City Tigers, Paxton Armbruster. Before he was left the game with that injured ankle, he leads the way with 4 points. 3 points for Jacoby Bangert on that three-pointer right at the buzzer, and Ethan Morris has the other two for their total of 9. Free throw shooting, Fall City went 1 out of 2 from the line. Scoring for the Syracuse Rockets, just about everybody in uniform got some points. They spread it around. Nate Wemhoff came off the bench, and he leads the scores right now. He has 9. Then we have 3 players with 6 points each. That would be Brennan Schroeder, as well as Jake Jensen, and also Maxwell Party. All of those players with 6 apiece. 5 for Will Jansen. 4 points for Nolan Gardner. Adding 3 was Kyle Kavanaugh. 2 for Avery Leishmeyer, and 1 for Gideon Stark, and that adds up to 42 for the Rockets. From the free throw line, Syracuse went 9 out of 10 at the charity stripe in the first half. The halftime score, 42-9. The Syracuse Rockets are leading the Fall City Tigers. This halftime recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from dead. Right now, we're going to send it back to Aaron Wisdom for 2 minutes of commercial information, the latest weather forecast update, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way.
From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko. Clear to partly cloudy for tonight. Lows drop to 20 degrees. Winds west-northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday becomes mostly cloudy. Rain chances arrive by afternoon. Highs top out near 40. Winds turn to the south, 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. Saturday night, rain chances continue before midnight, then partial clearing is possible. Lows drop to 18. Blustery winds turn to the north, 10 to 20. Higher gusts remain possible. Sunday, partly sunny and colder. Highs only make it into the mid-20s. Winds remain north, 5 to 15. Higher gusts still possible. Sunday night, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. Diminishing winds. Lows fall back to 13. And then Monday, mostly sunny with highs reaching 38. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now it's 34.
Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
At Den's Country Meats, we don't cut corners, just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, broths, and steaks, everything we make is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees. Our meat is a cut above. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or online at denscountrymeats.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Syracuse High School in our boys' varsity contest. The Syracuse Rockets leading the Fall City Tigers 42-9, our halftime score. Our presenting sponsor for this broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Here's some good news. The University of Nebraska Cornhuskers playing in the first round of the NCAA tournament tonight at the Vanny Center in Lincoln. They're playing Long Island University. Husker ladies took set number one, 25-11. So that wasn't even close. 25-11, the number one seeded Huskers with the set one over Long Island University. Don't forget, tomorrow I'll be back with more basketball over on Sunny 101.3, our continuing coverage of the Mound City Invitational Tournament, the 68th annual tournament. Games at 5 o'clock with South Fold and Maryville JV Boys, at 6:30, the Mound City Girls take on Bishop LeBlanc High. Here we've got 16 minutes to go. Let's see if the Tigers can fight their way back into this thing, trailing 42-9 after the first half. With the ball is Mason Lynch getting the inbound pass. Brings the ball across court, up to the elbow, back to Lynch at the top of the key. Now Lynch dribbles between defenders. Oh, beautiful pass. Went in for a driving layup. They collapsed on him. Lynch at the last minute flipped it over to his teammate Maxwell Party, and Party got the easy two. He needs to buy Lynch a chocolate shake here a little later. Here's a fast break once again, driving laying up. This time, Will Jansen is the benefactor. He gets the ball flipped over to him for the easy, uncontested lay-in. So another quick 4 points by the Rockets. They've opened up now a 46-9 lead. Trying to move toward the basket come the Tigers. Handling the ball down under the basket was Ethan Morris, and I think he's going to be fouled, but it's not a shooting foul. Foul is on Will Jansen. That is his second personal, first team foul of the quarter. Inbound the pass, they lob it in to Elijah Layton. Inside the paint, now dribbling with it, Bowdy Jones. Jones in traffic, can't go anywhere with it. They feed it to Cottle. Brock Cottle tried to get it. Ball is stolen away. Here's the breakout, runaway lay-in, up and missed it. Will Jansen had the run-out layup here with nobody around him, and he missed the layup. The rebound is going to be taken down by Jacoby Banger. Banger to the left elbow to Ethan Morris. Now Morris has it taken away. It's a 3-on-1 fast break. They feed it, driving lay-in up, and good by Will Jansen. Jansen has 9 points now. The lead is 48-9. And Syracuse picking up with this full-court pressure right where they left off. Back in the second quarter, they've got 3 back-to-back turnovers here, all 3 of them resulting in baskets for the Syracuse Rockets. Mason Lynch is going to leave the lineup. He'll come out of the ball game in to replace him. Nolan Gardner back on the floor. Cross-court pass. Gardner almost had himself a steal. They go to the corner looking for Cottle inside. No, instead they go into Elijah Layton. Here's a driving layup and a floater that's up and good. Nice job moving toward the hoop from the far side on the baseline. Getting that basket was Ethan Morris. Morris now has 4 points. Rockets feed it into the corner. There's an open look three, baseline right side, up and good. Hitting the three is Jake Jansen. Jansen's got 9 now. 51-11. The lead is 40. Tigers trying to get something cooking here in the paint. Can't get there with it. Ethan Morris kicks it to the corner left side. That one won't go. Pulling down the rebound is Maxwell Party. Party feeds it ahead to Jake Jansen. Jansen decides to pull it back out to the top of the key. Now penetrates. Driving lay-in up and good. Nice move. Jake Jansen. He's got 11 points now. Jansen found the seam between defenders and just went streaking down the avenue and laid it off the glass. Almost another steal there for Maxwell Party. But he does get the ball. Party came over here. He didn't get the steal, but he forced Jacoby Bangert into an over and back at midcourt. Same result. They still end up with the basketball for the Rockets. Bangert will leave the lineup now. And back in to replace him is Bowdy Jones. Here come the Rockets. Nolan Gardner. Gardner feeds it underneath. They give it right back, give and go. Gardner gets the easy two. Lay-in off the glass. Almost all of Syracuse's points have come right under the glass on these breakaway layups after getting steals on the pressure. They almost got another one going over there to try and get the ball. It was Nolan Gardner, but he stepped on the left sideline as he was trying to get the steal. Off the bench now for the Rockets comes Avery Leismeyer. He'll replace Maxwell Party for the Rockets. 4:15 to go here in the third quarter. Almost another steal there by Jake Jansen. Tigers got the ball back. A cross-court pass comes to the near side. Ethan Morris. Morris feeds it to Bowdy Jones to Brock Cottle. Cottle off the glass up. Oh, couldn't finish. Cottle had a good look under there. Couldn't finish on it. Fast break driving lay-in up and good for Nate Wemhoff. Wemhoff's in double figures. He's got 11 points now. We're out of the timeout taken by Fall City. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. It's 57-11. We're back in half a minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City.
From farm to you're market. Listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Experiencing low back, hip, or groin pain, bladder issues, or discomfort? It could be your pelvic floor. The expert physical therapy team at Sabetha Community Hospital understands. We offer specialized pelvic floor therapy for urinary urgency, incontinence, pelvic pain, and more. Through education, strengthening, and techniques, find relief and improve your life. Take control. Contact the physical therapy department at Sabetha Community Hospital today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, they're going to take a timeout and talk this thing over here. They took a full timeout. It's became evident here that the Tigers just haven't been able to find an answer for this Syracuse Rocket pressuring defense. It was exactly the same thing in the girls' varsity contest. The girls forced a number of turnovers, and consequently, the Fall City Tiger girls lost tonight 49-10 was the final in the girls' varsity. Here in the boys' varsity, with 3:50 to go still in the third quarter, it's 57-11. All right, Tigers will have the basketball out of the timeout. Bounty Jones inbounds the pass. Oh, there's tipped away and yet another turnover. And the Rockets, pressuring defense, gets the ball back for them once again. Syracuse, tying steal after steal after steal here. Rockets into forecourt, dribbling the ball, Jake Jensen. Jensen, across court pass to the left side, Kyle Cavanaugh, the senior point guard. Cavanaugh lost the handle, gets it back to Jensen. There's a three from the corner right side, that one rims off. A battle for the rebound, and touched last by the Rockets. Down there fighting for it was Elijah Layton, and the ball's going to stay with the Tigers. They'll play it in underneath the Rocket backboard at the far end, trailing 57-11, under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. A cross-court pass coming from Kobza in the lineup now. Kobza feeds it into the corner, right side, Elijah Layton. Layton back up to Bowdy Jones. Jones reverses, started to the right side of the lane, reverses, comes back around to the left, now gives to Brock Cottle. Cottle holds the ball at the free throw line, needs help. Bowdy Jones comes and gets the ball from him. Jones backs into the corner on the right side. Bowdy Jones can't get to the basket. Two defenders got in front of him. He hands the ball back up to Furness now. Ball tipped away. Knocked away up front by Elijah Layton. Furness handles it. Comes to Cottle around the horn. Left side on the wing with the ball. Inside goes Bowdy Jones. Jones again with the ball back to Cottle. Now Bowdy Jones will try three. Doesn't get it. Rebound. It comes down to Maxwell Party. Party feeds the ball out to Jake Jansen. Jansen, top of the circle. Right wing, get the ball right back to him. Now they go over to Nate Wemhoff. Wemhoff had a look, didn't want to take it. Into the corner. One dribble, Wemhoff. Wemhoff open look three. Off the rim, no. Rebound down to Fall City's Elijah Layton. Layton, outlet pass to Bowdy Jones with a minute 35 to go here in the third quarter. Again, 57-11. Rockets dominating tonight. Bowdy Jones goes to Furness with it. Furness reversed himself. Now dribbles into the paint. Gets into traffic. Gets it to Jones. Jones off the glass. Oh, couldn't get it. Jones had an open look. No defender on him. I think he was so surprised when he turned around there was nobody there that he missed it. Timeout taken by Syracuse. 1:13 to go here in the third quarter, 57-11. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Nottoway Valley is coming to Fall City next week. The Tigers back to the drawing board on how to handle this pressure. lots of turnovers against the full court press, and you better believe Nottoway Valley's going to hear about it, and they're going to come into Fall City with the same strategy. Here's a three out of the corner that's wide of the mark, and the rebound comes down to the Tigers. Fall City onto the attack to the near side. Left high side in the corner comes down to, that's Austin Stewart in the lineup now for the Tigers. 42 seconds to play here. Trip Hesterman handling the ball. Hesterman almost has it taken away. Goes into the corner, left side. Inside the paint, bounce pass, turnaround shot up and good by Avery Leishmeyer. Leishmeyer with his second basket of the night. He now has four in the ballgame. Austin Stewart is on the floor. Elijah Layden is out there. Bowdy Jones is on the floor. I think we've got another one of those mystery jersey numbers. We've got a 32 out there that's not listed anywhere in the program. Jump shot up, wide of the mark, doesn't go. Maybe Carson Simpson, perhaps. Driving layup at the other end is up and good by Gideon Stark. That means after three quarters, it's 61-11. We'll be back for the final 8 minutes after this one-minute timeout on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you've been in business as long as we have, everybody knows your name. Whether you're a newcomer or a longtime customer of Frontier Bank, we make a point of knowing your name and how you like your banking. From flexible home loans to construction or commercial loans, ag loans or real estate loans, we'd be happy to sit down and talk. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back to live action. Brock Cottle drives into the paint, tries to put up a shot. He'll be fouled, and we're going to put Brock Cottle at the line where he'll be shooting two shots for the Tigers. The foul's going to be on Avery Leishmeyer. On Avery, his third personal, team foul number one. First free throw is up and good for Brock Cottle. That's his first point of the night. Brock will have a second attempt coming here. Second one is on the way. This is off the back of the iron and doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to the Rockets. On the attack comes Syracuse. Kyle Cavanaugh brings it across the timeline. Cavanaugh with the basketball at the top of the free throw circle. Down to Mason Lentz in the corner left side. Lentz across court pass comes to the near side. Down deep with it. Goes to Wemhoff. Wemhoff back up top of the circle. They look to Lentz in the corner. Mason Lentz had an open look. Moves around. Driving laying up. Off the rim. Couldn't get it. Loose ball. Fought for. Wemhoff comes out with it to the top of the circle. Back around to Cavanaugh. Lentz thought it. Thought about it. Goes to Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh for the layup. Up and good. Kyle Cavanaugh has 5 points with a nice move to the basket there. We're down to 6:39 to go now in the ballgame. It's 63-12. 51-point lead here for the Syracuse Rockets. There's the ball went right through the hands of Bowdy Jones. It goes out of bounds, and the Rockets will get it back. Subs off the bench. Lawson Stark back into the lineup. Gideon Stark also. Lawson Stark and Gideon Stark both on the floor here. Trip Hesterman back onto the floor for the Rockets. Hesterman into the game. This is Kyle Cavanaugh. Gives it up top to Hesterman. Hesterman looks to the left side. Goes down deep to Lawson Stark. Right wing. They're just running a lot of clock here now. Handling is Kyle Cavanaugh. Underneath the basket. Dribbles back to the top of the circle. Across court pass. Trip Hesterman. Hesterman feeds it to the baseline on the left side. They go underneath the basket with it to Gideon Stark. Now an open look three is up and off. That didn't go. Rebound, follow shot, but they're going to say no shot on it. He got the put back, Lawson Stark, but they say the shot will not count. We had a foul called before the shot was put up. Let's see who they put it on. The foul is going to be on Avery Leishmeyer. That's his fourth personal. Well, no, the ball instead is going to be going into Syracuse. There's an inbound pass with a shot that comes all the way to the top of the key to Kyle Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh clears it across court to Jake Jansen. Into the corner. There's an open look from the left corner. That one's up and off. It doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Gideon Stark. Stark with the put back off of the miss by Kyle Cavanaugh. Makes it 65-12. 4:44 to go here in the basketball game. We got a running clock going now. The shot clock is turned off and the clock is running. So this one's going to wrap up fairly quickly now with a 65-12 margin. Here come the Rockets, Jake Jansen. Jansen feeds to the corner to Kyle Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh back up to Tripp Hesterman. Cavanaugh looks underneath, had a man in. There's Hesterman in the paint. Hesterman feeds Cavanaugh. Back to Hesterman. They just play catch with it out here, killing a whole lot of time. At the free throw line, around the horn it goes, driving lay-in up and off no good. Try for tip in, up and good. And getting the tip in is Gideon Stark. Big round of applause over there from the student section as Gideon Stark, the sophomore, now has 7 points. They're liking that over there in the cheering section. Under 4 minutes to go. 3:52, clock running. 67-12. Here come the Tigers. Furnace with the ball. Furnace feeds down to the right side. Nothing there. Now Cottle works in. Cottle goes against the big man one-on-one. Has to put it back to the top of the circle. Here's a three that's on the way up and off. No good. By put up from the right side. And back the other direction comes Tripp Hesterman. Tripp Hesterman feeds it deep to Kyle Cavanaugh. 3 minutes, 19 seconds to go. Hesterman into the corner, left side, driving layup. Nope. Follow shot up and good. With the put back again is Gideon Stark. Gideon's having fun here. He's got 9 points. Six of them just in the last couple of minutes here in the fourth quarter. Kind of get the feeling maybe Gideon doesn't play a lot of varsity ball yet as a sophomore, and he's having a night to remember here with nine. There's a fall-away two-point shot that's put up and off no good for the Tigers with 2:49 to go in the ball game. Now the Rockets on the attack. Cottle with a block shot on the baseline. Rebound grabbed up loose by Jake Jansen. Jansen around the horn with it to Cavanaugh. Kyle Cavanaugh back up to the top of the circle to Tripp Hesterman. In traffic, fall away shot is up. Ball is stuck between the rim and the goal. Going to have a foul called on the Tigers, and we're going to put to the free throw line for the Rockets Jake Jansen. Jake has not been to the line yet tonight. Jake has 11 points in the ball game. That foul, incidentally, was on Brock Cottle, his second personal. At the free throw line, Jake Jansen. I think he got the first one. No, he missed the first one. Second shot coming. It's on the way up and got it to roll. Ball right over the front of the rim and dropped in for him. Makes it 70-12 now. The Rockets on top, 70-12. All right, Nebraska just won their second set, 25-15 over Long Island University. They took the first one, 25-11. So 25-11, 25-15, Huskers win their second set. That in the first round of the NCAA volleyball tournament. Of course, the Huskers, the number one seed, playing well tonight, apparently. Down to a minute 15 to go. Rockets just kind of dribbling things out here. Kyle Cavanaugh showing no indication he's going to try and take it toward the hoop. Passes over to Jake Jansen, back up to Tripp Hesterman. The score is 70-12. Now the Tigers are going to come out in a man-to-man defense and start chasing after him. Syracuse was happy to just go ahead and dribble this out for the last minute or so, but the Tigers come out and give chase. Tripp Hesterman, top of the circle. They're just playing keep away now. Cross-court pass left side, Jake Jansen. Syracuse fans are getting into this. They're having fun with it. The cheerleaders down on the baseline. Kyle Cavanaugh again to Tripp Hesterman. Across, dribbling into the bucket, feeding it to the right side. They're not going to shoot it. Cavanaugh comes to Hesterman, top of the circle, between the rings. Top of the key, around the horn on the left side, down to 25 seconds to go. Well, there was perhaps an open job for a lay-in, and they just turned it down. They've been obviously been given instructions not to shoot the basketball. Lawson Stark just holds it over on the left wing. 10 seconds to go. I think now Fall City's going to back off and let them dribble it out. That's what's going to happen. Your final score tonight is going to be Syracuse 70 and Fall City 12. 70-12 is your final in the boys' varsity contest. We'll take a 2-minute break and be back with the postgame show after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction. Need CPAP for oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Syracuse High School. We've just wrapped up the boys' varsity contest. The final score tonight, the Syracuse Rockets 70 and the Fall City Tigers 12. Let's look at the scoring for the Tigers. Paxton Armbruster finished with 4. Ethan Morris has 4. Jacoby Bankert added 3. 1 for Brock Cottle for their total of 12. Free throw shooting on the night. The Tigers went 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. For the Syracuse Rockets, 2 players in double figures. Jake Jansen led the way tonight with 12. Adding 11 was Nate Wemhoff. 9 points tonight for Maxwell Party, as well as Will Jansen with 8 in the ball game. Adding 8 was Gideon Stark, that is. Then we had 6 points for Nolan Gardner. 6 points also for Brennan Schroeder. And Kyle Cavanaugh came off the bench and chipped in 5 for Syracuse's total of 30. Free throw shooting for the Rockets. Good night at the line. They hit 10 out of 12 from the charity stripe. In the girls' varsity game earlier this evening, Syracuse got the win in that one, 49-10 in the girls' contest. And again, 70-12 the final here in the boys' game. Next week, the Tigers will be hosting Nottoway Valley from Burlington Junction, Missouri. You'll hear that game live on KTNC right here coming up in the next week. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball from here at Syracuse. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score here in the boys' game, Syracuse 70 and Fall City 12. Thanks for listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.